This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Two big things going on that I will continue to pound. One of them is beginning to resolve itself, certainly in our favor. Actually, both of them are, to be honest with you. The NFL has decided that they're going to stand for the anthem, as we talked about. And, of course, Harvey Weinstein's in big trouble. I saw an article that said something along the lines of, will Harvey Weinstein be jailed? And I'm thinking, he ought to be. But it's funny, when it comes to leftists, we got to ask, are they going to put him in jail? I don't know. He's very powerful. He's got powerful friends. His powerful friends are abandoning him. But who knows? The NFL situation is sort of taking care of itself. Kaepernick has been sacked for his lack of performance. His juvenile antics haven't helped at all. He did all that so what, we could circle back and do what? Do exactly what we used to do without anybody making any big fuss about it. Kind of reminds me of transgender bathrooms. All the jumping through hoops, and then I ask a very simple question. Where did transsexuals go to the bathroom before all this?
Well, I don't know, Kevin.
Yeah, leftists, they went to whatever bathroom they chose, and none of us ever said anything. You made it an issue. You know, look, Colonel Nathan Jessup, played by Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men, had the answer to a lot of the things that we're talking about when we pit the lunacy of leftism against conservatism. And he says, all you did was weaken a country today, Kathy. That's all you did. Sweet dreams, son. Now, in his case, Nathan Jessup was a bit of a pain in the butt. He guarded the line. He issued the code red. A kid got killed. Shouldn't have happened. But you take that out and you want those guys guarding the line. All that Kaepernick did was weaken a country. All that Harvey Weinstein and the cover-up of the left have done is weaken a country. That's what they do. This guy writes, what is metaphorical defecation on the American flag? Why is metaphorical defecation on the American flag the newest sport of multimillionaire football players in the NFL? From grade school, all children are taught to stand, place their hand over their heart, salute the flag. That's the purpose of the Pledge of Allegiance, a unifying promise to the country, one nation under God. Simply put, it's the basis of civic responsibility and patriotism. But taking the knee rather than standing, how is that not an act of blatant disrespect? Not to their fellow citizens per se, but to generations of buried soldiers who sacrifice everything to guarantee American liberty. A case in point is President Trump's September 24th tweet, courageous patriots have fought and died for our great American flag. We must honor and respect it. Make America great again. And so what does Kaepernick do? What do the rest of these thug elites do? We're going to sit on a knee. We're going to protest America. And what do these leftists do in Hollywood? While they're denigrating us, who would dare stand for something like that? Oh, you stand for the oppression of black people. Hey, leftists, you stand for the oppression of women. You stand for the oppression of blacks. You stand for the oppression of this country. They are nothing but oppression. They stand for all of that. And Harvey Weinstein, he points it all out. It is so glaring, it scares the crap out of him. It's been my focus of the discussion today, whether you like that or not. I hope you like it. If you do, chart this show. KJRadio.com. This show is a show, I promise you, you can listen to 20 years from now, and unless things change with the left, I'll be saying the same thing. Just rinse and repeat. Take Harvey Weinstein out. In fact, you could take Harvey Weinstein out right now. There is somebody with the name Berg or Steen in Hollywood that is ready to take his place right now. Trust me on it. Running scared. Scared to death. They don't know when the shoe's going to fall. Who's going to start talking about me? And here's what will happen. It'll correct for a minute. Everybody will stand down. See where things go. And then they'll forget. Because liberals have the attention span of a mosquito. And they'll forget. And they'll start doing it again. And hopefully, somebody there will not take the Faustian challenge of morality versus money and fall for money. Somebody, pardon me, somebody there will stand up and say, I'm not taking this. I've got a precedent. Harvey Weinstein. And you're doing the same thing. And you're either going to evaluate me on my talent or you're going to be gone. Or maybe they'll start doing undercover exposés. Maybe we'll get O'Keefe's people in there. See what they can do. Project Veritas. He's uncovering all kinds of stuff. New York Times editor. Member of Antifa. Proud member. And he goes and tries to be objective at the New York Times. Let's hope they have the guts to fire him. Donna Karen writes a letter to the board of asking the board of Harvey Weinstein's company to be fired for letting him go. A sexual predator. I mean, it is boundless. The hypocrisy of the left is boundless, folks. These are people that hold $35,000, $50,000 a plate dinners in honor of people like Weinstein. They want to be around him so they can come give money to frauds like Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and a host of other crooked politicians because they want a seat at the table. They want to be seen with Harvey Weinstein, not to be seen with him, but because they get to be seen with that beautiful actress or that handsome leading man or whatever and say, look at who I hobnob with. And they get their photo ops and they pretend that, woohoo, look at me, I'm hot stuff. This is why you want to vote for me. I'm in with the in crowd. So they look the other way. Harvey can do what he wants. Ben Affleck can do what he wants. All these people can do what he wants. But boy, Mel Gibson, who makes a Christ film, they ostracize him. We looked at the number of Holly weirdos that are out there that have done stuff like this. Just go back to the blog site and see, go to our website and see where we explain who these people really are.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Eminem is in the news, the white rapper. They say this guy's worth $190 million. Probably true. I was looking to see if he's fallen on hard times. Because a lot of times when these guys fall on hard times, they use Donald Trump to prop them up. Eminem. Real name is something Mathers, isn't it? Like Martin, not Martin, but it may be Martin Mathers. Yeah, it is. Martin Mathers, Eminem. That's why it's the two M's. Yeah. Do you guys know that? You knew that, right? Yeah, Martin Mathers, Eminem. And he became popular with his song Slim Shady. And I think he's got his record label is like Shady Productions or something like that. How do you get people to do work with you when you name your record label Shady Productions? Anyway, he's become very popular. And I will admit, there are a couple things that this guy has done. I'll say it this way, back that booty up. I love that. The beat to that song is, it's just so and you just find yourself moving. Shake that dun, 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 shake, dun, dun, dun. It's got like a jungle feel. And I know that sounds weird, black guy talking about jungle, but it does. As it's sort of, you just feel like moving. You almost cannot move with that song playing. If I played that song for your 85-year-old grandmother, she would get off her out of her rocker or pull her rocker up and start dancing. That's how much that song makes you want to move. And there's a couple of other things I've heard by him, and I'm like, that's innovative. It really is. And I will tell you, the thing I've seen about the guy, you know, taking copious notes and writing down stuff, I read a little, this is early on, this is probably 12 years ago I read something about him. And I thought to myself, this guy takes his craft seriously. I don't know, I couldn't name you five Eminem songs, but I tell you, the couple I've heard, they're really good. And his very first one, I remember people saying, Kevin, it's just like he's got so much anger and passion and rawness in there. And I remember listening to it, and I went, I can hear that. I can hear why you would like that. I don't like the style of music, but I get it. You know what I mean? I get the talent. Same thing I've said about Kanye West. I get the talent. I can sense the something about him that makes people go, wow, you know, So this guy, he writes this. Though Eminem became my favorite artist, I vowed I would never write about him. There was something about his angst and audacity that appealed to the straight-laced me, who couldn't dream of saying or even thinking of the things he did. I didn't want to criticize him, become one of those people he'd call out and sing for the moment. Now these critics crucify you, journalists try to burn you, fans turn on you. Yet with the release of Eminem's latest offering, Shady 15, also marking 15 years of his recording company, Shady Records, it's become clear that while the rapper's lyrical abilities and technical prowess have only grown stronger, he's become a worse artist, one worthy of criticism. Now, I don't know whether this guy nailed it, whether he missed the mark a little or a lot. I just found this article in The Atlantic. Seems like the guy pretty well knew what he was talking about, and it was a feeling that I got. I have a feeling that Eminem is not getting out of music what he wants anymore. The message isn't resonating as much. And let me tell you why I think that is. Eminem's found success. Eminem, it's tough to feel that angst. It's tough to say, this is all the stuff that's going on back in the day when I was like a poor dude, white boy trying to make it on the street, people beating me up and all of And then going, you know what? I can do what I want. I can say what I want. I got money to burn. I got adoring fans. I don't know if he's married, got kids, whatever. He's got a whole new set of issues. And none of them relate to anything from his past. So he's having trouble finding that. And that's what defined him. The guy talked about his angst and his audacity. How do you talk about angst and audacity when you got it all? When you're worth $190 million. Your problems differ quite a bit. You know, when you're talking about, you know, got no food to eat, got to hit those streets. You know, I mean, I don't know of any of his rap music, but I'm saying, I'm telling you what I would be talking about if I'd grown up in a particular way that I could have grown up. I'd be looking, you know, who's my next mark? How am I going to do this crime without getting caught? Who should I enlist my boys, you know, because I, you know, the only way to not get caught in something is to just involve yourself, blah, blah, blah. I would be rapping about that. When you got $190 million sitting in the bank and your prospects are pretty good and you're working on the next tour and things like that, it's kind of tough to keep that edge. See, that's the problem. You get there, you get to the mountaintop, and things change. You know what people's, their biggest warning to me all the time? Kevin, look, you're on the precipice, man. You could go big, bro. But look, don't ever change, man. Try not to change. And I go, don't worry about it. I'm too old to change. Don't misunderstand me. You get $50 million, $100 million in the bank, and your problems differ. But as far as my core, I'm the same person. I don't believe Martin Mathers is the same person. I don't believe Johnny Depp is the same person. I don't believe Ben Affleck is the same person. I don't believe Matt Damon is the same person. I don't believe George Clooney is the same person as when he was whatever he was. These guys go there and they get distorted. See, I'm not going anywhere. If I put $100 million in the bank, I might have a vacation spot, but I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to Hollywood and suddenly things become very different. You know, the lifestyle's different. You know, you might change a zip code in the town you live, but in Hollywood, that doesn't matter. Wherever you live, that's where you live. That's how you are. Eminem has to surround himself with people who have angst. He can now only live vicariously through that angst. So now he goes after Donald Trump. In 2004, he invited Donald Trump to the Convention of Shady. And Donald Trump went and introduced Slim Shady as a presidential candidate, and Eminem came out, and it was a big deal. He liked Donald Trump. Nothing has changed between Eminem, Martin Mathers, and Donald Trump in that period of time. Not a thing. But now he gave a searing critique of President Trump, using his rapping skills to lambaste the president and his policies during a BET Hip Hop Awards. Do you think he was playing to an audience? Let me tell you something, Eminem, and people that like him, a lot of people appreciate Donald Trump, and their faces look like mine. They're black. But he comes on, he goes to say this: any fan of mine that's a supporter of his, I'm drawing the line in the sand. You're either for or against. And if you can't decide who you like more and you split on who you should stand beside, I'll do it for you with this. He finishes, his hand blurred as he presumably flips the finger, saying, screw you. You know what? He's not saying screw you to that many of his fans. And that's a safe move for Martin Mathers, who hasn't grown up. Sadly, hasn't grown up. Got the money, but hasn't grown up because he's still a sellout like all those lefties.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Holy mother of Liberace, this announcement. I have my rock, the LGBT world and the rock and roll world simultaneously. But a rock and roll legend, a legend, folks, denounced his former LGBTQ lifestyle. Welcome back. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, the show where we break it down for you. Get down. Get down. We gonna break it down. Why did I decide to sing that? I don't know. They said in Trading Places, black people are very musical people. We are. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. If you want to contact us, KJ Radio, you can reach us at 844-551-8255. We're having fun, aren't we? You know, the fun part is destroying liberal narratives and not doing it maliciously. See, I have nothing against liberals. They have stuff against me. They want to kill me. They threaten me all the time. Whatever. But I have nothing against them. I mean, other than the fact that they want to kill. If they left me alone and just said, he's crazy, man, or whatever, I'd be cool. I have zero against them. I don't care. So what? You're an idiot. I know lots of idiots. It's no big deal. I've grown up with it. Here's a dirty little secret, conservatives. Shh, don't tell anybody. The majority of people you know are idiots. I mean, it's true. And here's the thing. You have to be taught. Now, my son, my youngest son, I love this kid. Right now, he's an idiot. Now, he's coming out of it. There are many things that I'm proud of him for. He's very smart in some ways. But he's an idiot. You have to train idiot out of people. Here's a little dirty secret. Don't tell anybody. We all were idiots at some point. Somebody got to us and said, stop being an idiot, as my grandmother would say. Don't be stupid your whole life. That's what she would tell me. Don't be stupid your whole life. I would be like, ugh. And, you know, it would upset me. But guess what? I'd done something. Here it comes. Stupid. I know I gave you some earlier clues. I figured you were already there with me. Anyway, this one here, this announcement is unbelievable. Yeah. Who says God doesn't change lives? The LGBT. That's who, you tutti frutties. They say, you can't change this out of me. Look, I do not try to change people from who they are, what they are, what they think they are. Be who you want to be. Just don't try to force me to enjoy it or whatever. I don't care what your issue is. If it's not hurting anybody, I don't care. I really don't. If it hurts somebody, then I care. Then I get ugly. And as my grandma said, God don't like ugly, but I'll get ugly. And then the lion comes out. But if you like the gay lifestyle or whatever, that's cool. Just don't be mad at me. Because I don't like it. I like my lifestyle, the not gay lifestyle. Anyway, Little Richard says that you shouldn't be gay. He regrets being gay. Yeah. And what's sure to be perceived as an Uncle Tom move, and certainly against Obama's LGBTQ agenda, Little Richard denounces the homosexual lifestyle. And as a self-described gay and omnisexual, he says, time and the Lord have changed his 84-year-old mind. Now, he came to this conclusion years ago. Little Richard dropped out of the scene. You know this, right? I don't know if you guys know. Well, you guys, you don't even. Do you know who Little Richard is, first of all? Y'all know him? You do know him? He's so iconic. I would even think guys y'all's age, these millennials, still know Little Richard. But Little Richard used to be, he was in the news all the time because he's such a fun character. The funny thing about Little Richard, besides the obvious, was that he just lit up a screen. Little Richard here, yeah. Oh, don't you go that way, boy. You know, and he was so fun to watch. And it was, and I'll tell you how naive I was. I didn't know Little Richard was gay. I just thought he was but I didn't know Liberace was gay. But see, that was in the time when people didn't like just flamboyantly. They didn't overtly go, hey, he's gay. You knew it. I knew something was different. And my grandma would say, he's funny. And I knew it, but I didn't really know it. I guess that's how naive I was. Now, my son, he's 10 years old. If he saw Little Richard, and back in the day, my son would go, yeah, Dad, it's obvious he's gay. He would say it just like that. Anyway, Little Richard described himself years later, but well beyond when I was growing up watching him, as gay and omnisexual. Here's what Ebony said when Little Richard was doing a sit-down with a TV show. They say the icon shared his current views on sexuality, including dedicating his final years to living like Jesus, while insisting men should live as men and women as women. Anybody come in show business, they're going to say you're gay. Are you straight? Are you a homosexual or something? They're going to say it. But God, Jesus, he made men men, he made women women, and you know, and you got to live the way God wants you to live. Now, that's as best I can do of Little Richard. But that's not too bad. That's pretty good. Now, y'all don't even know Little Richard. I know you say you know Little Richard, but I don't know if you know Little Richard, man. Tutti Frutti. Hallelujah. Tutti Frutti. I don't even know the words to his songs except Tutti Frutti. Is he saying Tutti Frutti? All Looty? What's he say? Tutti Frutti? Yo Booty? I think the song was supposed to be Tutti Frutti, Yo Booty. And they changed it. I'm almost sure that's correct. If it isn't, well whatever. The Tutti Frutti singer, who no longer wears makeup or wigs, also spoke out against, quote, unnatural affections. You know, all these things, so much unnatural affection, so much of people just doing everything and don't think about God, don't want no parts of him. Now, that's some good Little Richard right there, baby. I'm a strong J myself. Way to go, K. That was good. He says, while the pianist was ordained as a minister in 1970, many of his fans have wondered for years how the star reconciled his faith with his own journey to self-discovery. For decades, Richard, whose real name is Richard Wayne Penniman, was the icon of the LGBT movement. I don't know if you guys know. This dude, like I said, once I knew he was gay, the gay people, they love Little Richard. They loved him. An avowed homosexual, in 2012, in a GQ interview, he said, we are all both male and female. Sex to me is like a smorgasbord. Whatever I feel like, I go for. What kind of sexual am I? I am omnisexual. And this was in 2012. He became an ordained minister in 1970. Just think about that. 42 years later, he still described himself as an omnisexual. That's a lot of sexual. You know, omni meaning all, right? He's all sexual. And if Richard hadn't made his lifestyle clear enough, in a 1995 interview with Penthouse, he proclaimed, I've been gay all my life, and I know God is a God of love and not hate. So, 1970, he became an ordained minister. 1995, he says, I've been gay all my life, not a God of hate. Then in 2012, he says, I'm an omnisexual. And somewhere between 2012 and now, he figured it out. Now, look, I don't care. A person's walk with God is their own personal journey. And I remember my uncle once telling my grandmother, you know, Kev, you don't seem like he's with God. And all. I was like, how does he know? He hadn't talked to this Negro in 10 years. How does he know what my walk with God is? By the way, my uncle was a scoundrel. And when he converted, he thought everybody was a scoundrel. I'm like, dude, we knew you before you became this you, okay? So don't be trying to come around here legislating. Anyway, he goes on to say this, regardless of whatever you are, he loves you, meaning God. I don't care what you are. He loves you and he can save you. All you've got to say is, Lord, take me as I am. I'm a sinner. And he went on. But it was an amazing thing for little Richard to admit this. And you can bet, though, that despite being in the waning years of his life, the LGBT and other leftists will show him no quarter. Just look at what they did to Cosby. Because I don't know why. I mean, there's speculation as to why they picked on Cosby. But because, I mean, Bill Clinton's done far worse. Many people. Harvey Weinstein. Now, nobody's saying a word about Harvey Weinstein right now. It's crazy. As you all know, I, too, have felt the swordsman's thrust of the LGBT. Yeah, I have. When I came out as a double transsexual, yeah, I told, it was the wrath, it's hard to take, it's hard to bear. Yeah, came out not gay, came out as a double transsexual, and people have let, the gay community won't let up. Yeah, I'm hard on them. You know why I'm hard on the LGBT? Because they so want us to just, it's one thing to say, I'm gay, man. Okay, fine. It's another. How many cases of things, how many examples do I have to show you guys where these guys have an agenda? And that agenda is you're going to capitulate. It's not just you're going to like me. I'm going to make sure you use my pronouns. We're going to legislate HIV and a bunch of other stuff. And you're going, what? People are crazy. Congratulations, little Richard, for getting out.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. There's been a backlash against ESPN for Jemele Hill's suspension, and I'm reading it says it began almost immediately among left-wing activists and celebrities, many of whom use the hashtag #BoycottESPN on social media. Dear ESPN, suspending Jemele Hill doesn't make you seem biased, bigoted, or racist at all. Actor Greg Proops wrote, boo, not watching till she's back. And so, let me just explain what's going on here, folks. This is the left trying to pretend that they matter. See, ESPN's already in the tank. I was talking about this the other day. They They put her and some other dude on a show to save it. At best, it's been flat. And one thing of it went up. They said it ticked up a point. For all intents and purposes, that's losing. She's been doing that show now for the better part of a year and can't raise anything on it. And now that she's created this controversy, she's in big trouble. So the numbers are going to go down. And people want ESPN to believe, the left want ESPN to believe that they're the reason. It's the same reason when the people were like, we're boycotting, the left was like, we're boycotting the NFL because they're not taking a stance against Donald Trump and all this. We're going to boycott them. We're not going to watch your shows. You watch your games. Guess what, guys? Too late. We'd already started not watching their games. So this is piggybacking. This is what the Democrats pushing off slavery onto the Republicans, except a little different. They're trying to piggyback onto the good things that's happening on our side by taking credit and saying, we're the reason you don't have any people watching your sports anymore. Yeah, good luck with that. I think this is hysterical. And again, I come back to, we're lucky this is happening now in the time of Trump. There's going to be a lot of things going on that you get to take credit for. So Al Sharpton is picketing ESPN. Believe it or not, he's got some thing that he's doing outside of ESPN, and he's going to get Jamel Hill. Let me put it to you this way. Jamel Hill is not coming back until her 2 weeks is up. The NFL is not going to allow thugleets to take a knee. End of story. And it doesn't matter what happens between now and then, Jamel Hill's not coming back, and the NFL athletes will obey whatever the league comes up with, and they'll obey it to the letter of the law, or they'll be gone. People have asked me, what do I think? I've been asked this multiple times on TV, different shows. What I think is exactly what I just said. They are going to give in. They have to. ESPN is sick of this. And guess what? ESPN will soon, I'll make another prediction, they will put out a memo that says, we will talk sports. We will not talk about issues surrounding political things. If we do, we're going to take a neutral stance. We're going to just report it as news happening in the NFL. We're not going to be biased one way or the other. That's what they're supposed to do. If you want to talk about concussions, for example, I love talking about it. I understand both sides of the issue. You got guys running into each other at 20 miles an hour. The net being a 40-mile-an-hour hit to both people. And as much as they have the protection and all that, you hit at the right angle, man, concussion. You hit at the wrong angle, you know, a little slightly off from the right angle, and you've got broken neck, broken back, paralysis, whatever. Lifelong injuries. The average football player I forget what the number is, but it's like in the mid-50s. So you're not talking about these are guys that go, my life expectancy is going to go way down. They seem to be okay with it. Most of them probably don't even believe it to be true. I don't know. I haven't run the studies. But I know this. You give a lot of people the choice to play that sport. You tell them, look, you might not reach 60, but you'll be playing a sport you love. Blah, blah, blah. There'll be people lined up, man, all day long and twice on Sunday. They will line up to play this game. I wouldn't. I think too much of my life. But there you go. But I was a fighter. So there are people that would go, Kevin, I would never get in the ring and let people throw hands and feet at me, elbows and knees. Are you crazy? It didn't seem crazy to me. It seemed like that's the way you test yourself. So you're training, you're going to the gym, you know, you're going to your workouts, doing your dojo, you're sparring in little, you know, pity-pat tournaments, you're, you know, working out with people, doing form, self-defense, one steps, you name it. And then suddenly, you get the chance to put it into some sort of use without hurting people, and people want to write you a check for it? Sign me up. If you said do it today, no. No interest. But I get it. So I understand both sides of the issue. Somebody going, Kevin, shoot, man, did you get concussions? Man, you're foggy in your mind and yada yada. I go, yeah, I get it, man. So why'd you play? You had to know there were risks. I did. practically every one of my NFL friends. I knew the risk. Okay. Would you do it again? Almost every one of them. Yes. I was talking to Craig James, about a year ago, part of the Pony Express, played for the New England Patriots, went to the Super Bowl. I asked Craig, I said, man, what's all this concussion stuff? And we were talking about Jay Novacek, and because Jay's wife is big into the concussion thing and all that. And they were telling me, Kevin, have you seen Will Smith's new movie? I said, guys, I don't watch Will Smith movies. But anyway, long story short, they were talking about it. They are very, you know, I don't know how many concussions Jay had. I know Troy Aikman had a few. But Jay's like, you know, yeah, man, dangerous sport. Would you do it again? And I think Jay told me, yeah. I go, okay, man, that's all I'm asking. So both sides of the issue. And I'm not trying to go back to the throwback stuff, but there were times when, man, the helmets didn't have a face mask. They were made of leather. And people weren't as fast. Maybe they weren't as big, but they didn't have a face mask. They had a leather helmet on. They were running into each other. Maybe 4 or 5 miles per hour slower than today, but still like rams, man. What do people say? You know, guys taking steroids, they're doing everything to prolong careers. They know. Do you think the people taking steroids, man, let me tell you, the jury's still out here. You could lose 10 years on your life. Shoot it, doc. I don't know what the elixir is. I think I do. But, you know, I didn't fall for it. Maybe you wouldn't. Maybe you would. But there's at least two sides to be argued on it, but not with the left. For them, Jemele Hill's suspension, after the company told her, don't tweet on these issues, she did it. And she did it to the detriment of the company. You think they care? No. She's black, and she got laid off. That's all they need to know. She got suspended, rather, for 2 weeks. But she's black. I remember a lady on the Golf Channel, forget her name, she made a reference that wasn't even that big of a deal, but it was racially sort of insensitive. It's a 2-week suspension. Nobody cared. It was like, whatever. NAACP is attacking Jerry Jones. Yeah. We've reached the point in America where an ethnocentric black racist organization attacks a rich white business owner who hires blacks and makes them into multimillionaires. Household words. Household names, I meant to say. The NAACP showcases that group's lunacy on the regular. Renders itself irrelevant on the regular. Protests a business owner setting rules for their employees. The same thing that Sharpton's doing. You want to know why these two groups are doing it? My book, Race Pimping, will tell you. RacePimping.com. Is it because they're right? No. Are they factually, you know, are they right on principle? No. They don't have to be. You got a white guy who's rich. You got somebody black who's been theoretically oppressed. I don't know what Jemele Green earns for a living, but it's probably fairly substantial. But she's oppressed. They set rules and guidelines at the company. Do you think that Sharpton's company has rules and guidelines? The Jesse Jackson, Rainbow Push, these rules and guidelines? Do you think any company owned by blacks has rules and guidelines? Yeah, but is it okay to violate them? No, because those companies are owned by black people. You can't violate their rules. This is how crazy we are, folks. Sportcaster said, Jerry Brown is a slave owner. I'm just going to touch on it because I'd like to touch on this a little bit more. A slave owner. A dude who overwhelmingly hires black people. Hires. Forces them. Not indentured servants. Not slaves. Hires them for a really amazing amount of money. I'll tell you this. I'd work for the average salary of the blacks in the NFL divided by 10. That's what I'd go do the NFL for. What would you take? That's going to do it for me today, folks. We'll talk to you again next time.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.